Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, I am going to say something controversial, so let's all sit down and prepare ourselves. But be it AEW or WWE, I am very excited about the future of professional wrestling. That's right, I am standing here as a wrestling fan saying that I want everybody to do well. But given what's going on with WWE right now, and the episode of AEW Dynamite we just had, just feel like it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. Otherwise, my name is Simon Miller, also the person you hate and want to die. You tell me every single day and it hurts my feelings, damn it. Doesn't really, you can say whatever you want, who cares? And let us take the finger of power, we're gonna talk to it, and it's gonna tell me which bit you get an up and which bit you get a down. Because that's a perfectly normal thing to do. Let's up those down. It happened. I remember when we switched Orange Cassidy's music a few weeks ago, I was like, I don't like it as much as the other one. And now it's totally grown on me. I'm like, well, of course he would use this on the indie scene. It just creates good vibes. I was also in theme mood as well, so I really paid attention to Jay Lethal's music, and that is a banger too. As you probably figured out, our first match on Dynamite was Jay Lethal versus Orange Cassidy. Lethal was in full-on heel mode too because he ripped up somebody's sign as he was making his way down to the ring. And then you know what we did. Cassidy did his whole pocket shit. They fought to the outside. He did the weak kicks all the way up the rampway, which he probably shouldn't have done because out came Satnam Singh. Somebody was always going to help, and wonderfully, it was the Best Friends. And they were doing that thing when Chuck was on the bottom and Trent was on the top and they had a big trench coat because, of course, they wanted to be the same size as Satnam. I love this. They were only on screen for about 40 seconds, but it made me happy. Singh was also going to smack them as well, but Sonjay Dutt stopped them. So I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean Sonjay Dutt actually thought the person that had come out the good guy tunnel was a real human being? Because Sonjay, it absolutely wasn't. I suppose it's allowed Jay to restore his HP as well because they got back in the ring and he just went to town on Cassidy's leg, including uses it against him with the steel steps where he just ran at the damn thing and smashed the two together. He also went straight into the figure four and when he was back on his feet, hit the lethal combination. But I think Orange was like, oh no, I'm in trouble. And he started to fight back, or at least he tried to. He was gonna go for the orange punch, but his knee was absolutely screwed. If you can't walk, you can't jump. So can't do that maneuver. He was able to counter a powerbomb into the beach break for a great near fall, and then there was more figure fours, there was the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up. When none of that worked, Jay Lethal was like, all right, he heat the lethal injection, and he won. Now, I did not see that coming, although it was obvious that Satnam Singh and Sonjay Dutt were going to come to the ring, and just when they were going to beat up Orange Cassidy, Wardlow's music played, he ran out, and he was like, Jay Lethal, I'm going to kick your ass, and I was like, oh. That's why Jay won. He needed some credibility, and now he's going after the TNT title. Then it's going to happen at Battle of the Belts. I bet you it's a terrific match. And as ever, Orange Cassidy just did his shtick, and it was absolutely brilliant. I said this a few years ago, and I shall stand by it, even though I'm a little late with my prediction. One day, I do hope that he is AEW World Champion, just to see. And throughout all of this too, there was somebody at the front of the damn fans who was holding a sign up that said, Simon, give this an up. So, of course, you do get an up, my friend. This will never get old, and never forget I appreciate you. But that had a big old video reminding you what Hook had done last week when he became the FTW champion, and we should always do this. We should make big things out of things that were big things. When the Undisputed Elite were back on the show. For it was Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and the Young Bucks, and Adam Cole got the microphone and was all like, oh, baby, we're going to have a little bit of a chat, because while he's not cleared, obviously we have the Trios tournament coming up, so it's time to sort out what we're going to do. I mean, Mr. Cole is all about loyalty. That's why he came to AEW to begin with, because he is loyal to Matt and Nick Jackson. Instantly, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You don't just say something like that on a wrestling show, and my eyebrow went up, and because Adam is injured, and because Carl isn't injured, and because the Young Bucks hadn't picked Bobby Fish to be their third guy in said Trios tournament, as was all, well, you're not allowed to enter, and we got a bit of a problem. Almost instantly, Cole, Carl, and Bob then attacked the Young Bucks. They turned on them, and they went after Brandon Cutler, and I was like, damn it, that is way too far. So all of a sudden, once again, everything in your body was like, oh my gosh, well, who has kind of been sat in the background for a while? Who needs to come out here and make the big save? I am, of course, talking about Hangman Adam Page. So he did come running to the ring with a steel pipe, like he was Eddie Guerrero from the early 2000s. He did chase everybody off, and then there was this great moment where he looked at Matt Jackson, and Matt Jackson looked at him, and there was some hesitation. There was like, oh man, can we really do this? But he did help them up, and then they stared at each other awkwardly, because of course they're in love, but they had a lot of problems. And there has been loads of chat recently that these three were going to team up for the Trios tournament, so this is wonderful. It is a story that has been going on for ages, and we're still dusting and planting those seeds. We have so much more to go. Somebody was chopping onions here too. Up. And then John Moxley was losing his mind. Sounds about right. Because he doesn't care who wins between Chris Jericho and Wheeler Yuta later, because whoever is his opponent in his championship match next week, it's all the same to him. He's not going to respect them, and he's going to make them bleed. Given his recent track record, he probably will. His plan now is also to make the BCC so violent that the Heart Dungeon feels like daycare. And I was like, John, I don't know what kind of daycare you've been taking your kids to, but no kind of daycare should be some old guy stretching some children. I mean, that is definitely illegal. So whoever wins better be ready for next week. It's just a good promo. John Moxley knows what he's doing. He believes. You will not believe what happened next, though, because Jungle Boy tried to kill Christian Cage. Because yep. Christian was talking backstage to Tony Schiavone when all of a sudden you heard a car go rah, 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 and it flew into the building. And if Christian and Tony hadn't gotten out of the way, they would definitely have been murdered. Then flipping Jungle Boy got out of the car going, oh, I can't believe you said all these things about me. When surprise, surprise, security grabbed him and was like, yeah, you gotta go. Whole time Christian was going like, shouldn't he be arrested? Well, he absolutely should. My favourite part of this, though, is that in story, Mr. Boy must have sat down and gone, yeah, I know how I deal with this. Vehicular homicide. I mean, that is not normal behaviour. And then we got another surprise. Because it was Thunderstorm or Tony and Rosie taking on Jamie Hayter and Britt Baker. Or Jaker. That one doesn't really work, and DC will probably sue us. But the point is this. I was so confident that Thunderstorm were going to win. Don't even know why. I was just going with my gut. And I was completely wrong. It was actually quite cool because Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa were the first two who squared each other off, and we know their history. And almost instantly, the dentist was going for the lockjaw. Thunder was like, it's way too early. I'm going to smash you in the face. She also hit Baker with a back suplex, so Jamie Hayter tagged in. And I tell you, everyone in this match was really good, but I think Jamie was like, I need to make some kind of statement. And she just kicked everybody's ass. I mean, she was just hitting these lariats that looked like death until Rosa was able to get a stunner. And then she tagged in Tony, which would absolutely be a t-shirt. She was running wild as well. The thing is, once again, Jamie is such a beast, she was able to muscle her way out of the double suplex when she tagged back in Britt. Which is when Rebel jumped on the apron because she is an asshole, but it did allow Baker to hit an air raid crash. And then Hayter was back once again just going brah, which led to Britt Baker hitting the curb stomp for a pretty good near fall. Rosa and Britt then started punching each other when the tag klaxon went off because there was so many moves here, including Thunderstorm just absolutely spamming the German suplex button. They also started doing these hip attacks, but when they went for the last one, Baker was able to get out of the way, meaning Tony accidentally hit Thunder, and it was like, oh no, shenanigans. It was so much shock, Hayter noticed this. She ran in, she hit one of her big lines, and she got the pin. I was like, that's a big win, oodalally. So this is building somewhere, but I'm not entirely sure in what direction. Unless we're going to get Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa round 3 at All Out. think I'd be perfectly cool with it, especially because it means we'll get Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter, which will also rock. Speaking of feuds too, we are definitely getting Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston, because we had this video of Sammy and Ty Conte in France or whatever going, oh, we're so in love, we can't wait to get married, when Eddie interrupted and he was like, nah, nah, none of this nonsense, come back to the show so I can beat your ass. Kingston also did this great bit where he pretended to watch television from a funny angle, so I was having the time of my life. And this does also mean that the Chris Jericho stuff is done, so I'm just a tad disappointed. Like, I enjoyed all of it, but I really wanted Eddie Kingston to get his big win. I hope he gets it in the future.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We then had a quick recap video to remind you that Powerhouse Hobbs is a super dick now. And then my word, he came out for a match with Ren Drones. He has this awesome new theme music, which is the theme of today's ups and downs. He absolutely ruined this poor guy. I mean, we were done in about 30 seconds. It got better too, because then Ricky Starks ran out afterwards going, revenge, but it didn't work. He got spine busted, and I tell you, I looked at Will Hobbs and I was like, man, that dude, he could go all the way, and it kind of feels like we've just started. And that's also true for Ricky. And can you imagine when we get to this match, I presume at All Out, if they get everything right, it's going to be pure fire up. We then got another Miro video as he was all like, oh my gosh, Malakai Black, do I love you or do I hate you? And I do enjoy where we're going with this, or I think eventually we should just pull the trigger and pick a side. And the side we should pick is a feud between these two, because it will be great. And other than that, there was just a lot of death threats here, which does happen in wrestling a lot. This was also bookended with a Darby Allin video, who, much like Brody King, has now got a tattoo on his hand about the war they're having. He was also like, you're the only reason I'm in AEW. Switch that around. He didn't say that. He said, King, I am the only reason you're in this company, which means next week, whenever we're doing it, I gotta bury you in a coffin. I was like, there it is. One of those wrestling-only sentences. It's also important to know that after the Hobbs Stark stuff, we did cut to Taz on commentary. He was like, look, I am finally sick of these kids, and I am turning the car around, and Team Taz is no more. Now, I thought he delivered this very well, and it was actually quite emotional, but it did make me feel a bit sad in my tum-tum. Like, I suppose the blow-off was last week, but I just would have liked more. And that's a testament to the whole damn group to begin with, left their mark. We then travelled back in time. That is right, because it was Christian Cage versus Matt Hardy. Somebody in the crowd had a sign that said, I played this match on No Mercy. And I laughed, and I was like, I got that reference. That means I'm old. Seriously, imagine you told anybody this in 2001 after that WrestleMania 17 ladder match. Do not forget, at that time, WCW had just closed down, and then some Fruit Loop walks in and go, oh yeah, these two guys in 20 or so years are going to be wrestling for a brand new company that is somewhat competitive with WWE. You'd be like, you have to leave. We don't want your lies in this space. Otherwise, Matt was super mad to begin with, because of course he is kind of friends with Jungle Boy. So he was taking Christian and just chucking him into Simba the Steel Steps. And otherwise, they just had a super solid match. I mean, they could do this 100 times and 72 times on Sunday, and it would never be bad, but we were gonna have to get some spot in here. So Matt Hardy set a table up on the outside. He stood on the apron. He went for an elbow drop. Christian missed, and Hardy went crashing through it. And I'm like, that dude has a bad back. He's crazy. That was obviously the end. So when they got back in the ring, Christian hit the kill switch to get the 1-2-3. And we had some fallout here. Because Luchasaurus's music started to play. Cage freaked out. It was a distraction. Jungle Boy then flew in. And I was like, why isn't that man arrested? And he chased Christian off. But this is just, I don't want to say plodding, that sounds negative, but it's just ticking along nicely up. We then made sure that Daniel Garcia cut a promo where he was like, do you remember I beat Bryan Danielson last week? And it's important to do things like that because when you have a big achievement, you should walk around going, excuse me, I had a big achievement. When we also had some highlights from Pac versus Connor Mills for the All Atlantic Championship that happened over here in the UK recently. Now, this was really cool. I know Connor Mills. He's a super good guy, and he is a great professional wrestler. You love to see it. Somebody must have heard me ranting and raving on Rampage 2, because then Ethan Page came out, and he gave me everything I wanted. Because after Ethan had wrecked some fool on Friday, I was like, oh man, yeah, cut a promo and like, let's start a new story. But he didn't. What we were doing is we were waiting for Wednesday so he could do it on a bigger stage. Oodalally. And he kept asking all the same questions that we've been asking. Why aren't I being used more? Why am I never on TV? Where's all my merchandise? I am getting super duper mad about this. Now, he can just cut a promo for days, that man. But as he was doing it, out came Stokely Hathaway. Now, at first, Ethan Page kind of ignored him. But then he whispered something in his ear and they worked off together. And also, if you go onto Stokely Hathaway's Twitter, we now have a picture of Lee Moriarty and we have a picture of Ethan Page. And it kind of looked like there's a position for two more recruits. So he may be building a stable. I like to think as well what he said to Ethan Page was, I can get you a load of free Transformers. Because everybody loves Optimus Prime. I do admit it's a bit weird that Dan Lambert has absolutely vanished. But look, I don't care about that stuff. I just want Ethan Page to get his, because I think he's great. But they just got the best promo from 2.0 and Anna Jay after this, because Matt Menard was doing his usual stuff, and so was Angelo Parker, as he combed his hair. And then Anna Jay basically went, I'm a bad guy now. Saw an employee and put him in the Queen Slayer. And that was so funny, in the best way possible, because when she was doing it, she was going, and she came across like a crazy person. So these three already have a great vibe. I'm excited. As I was for a dumpster match. I mean, a dumpster match. It's 1998 again. It was also the Acclaim versus the Gun Club. And because this is a blood feud, the Acclaim jumped the Gun Club as they were making their entrance. And this is when Max Caster did his opening rap. And yep, he made a Vince McMahon retirement reference. Anthony Bones was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said it. That really was quite good. This then got nutty because eventually Colton and Austin did get back into this. And they took Bowens' head, they put it in the dumpster, and they took the lid and they just smacked it over his skull again and again. They then threw Max Caster into the ring post and put him in the dumpster too. And just when it looked like they were about to win, the Acclaim popped out. They had cookie sheets and they started smacking everyone. Bowens then got sent off the top of the damn thing through some trash cans. And we were doing a bunch of moves on the rampway, including the Colt 45. This is probably the most aggressive I've ever seen the guns, which makes sense. Once again, they hate each other. Austin then started to climb on top of the entrance tunnel, which was doubly terrifying because Bowens was laying on a table down below. But thankfully he did get up. Everybody got into a big brawl. When it turned out, Max Caster had gone up on top of that damn entranceway and he pushed Austin off right into the dumpster. Now look, I know there was padding in there, but that is a terrifying fall. As Max was up there too and he saw Colton on the table, he was like, well, why don't I do the mic drop from up here? Which was super scary. And of course, that led to both of the guns being thrown into the dumpster. And then, yes, the Acclaimed pushed it off the rampway. It really was like Monday Night Raw. What I really like, though, is that this feud has been nonsense. I mean, amazing nonsense, but it has been nonsense. They were scissoring the whole time. And it ended with this super violent match. I also really do think we have something with the Acclaimed and they should get a mega push, which is the same for the guns. Everybody has come out the other side of this smelling of roses and waving their, hey man, I'm a pretty good wrestler flag. Let's get it up. Which did indeed bring us to our main event, and I'm not going to lie, I was 99.5% convinced that Chris Jericho was going to win. But because Garcia had been victorious last week, was I sure? No, I wasn't. Bravo. Everybody was out here too because we had 2.0 and Claudio Castagnoli all looking at each other. Honestly, Angelo Parker must have grabbed Wheeler Yuta's foot in the first 3 seconds the ref went, well, you're a buffoon, aren't you? I saw it. You gotta leave. Jericho took advantage and started to destroy Wheeler's neck. But do you know how he got back into it? With an atomic drop. And I was like, hell yeah, we need more of this. We need more atomic drops. We need more double axe handles. And we need more iron claws. I love a good old-fashioned iron claw. They soon just slapped the shit out of each other because that will always work. When Wheels started to bust out these German suplexes, the last of which had a bridge for a good near fall, and then from nowhere, Jericho was somehow back on his feet and he locked in the walls. Yuta did get to the ropes and then he was just smashing out all these dives and this fabulous crossbody. This guy can go. He also countered a lion salt, went up top, but then got code-breakered out of mid-air, which is always going to get me going. And seriously, the speed of this. Because Yuta started using the regal stretch, but Jericho had left Floyd the baseball bat in the corner, so he went to get that, but the ref stopped it. But this did cause a kind of a break. When they got back up to their feet, all of a sudden Wheeler hit Yuta, hit this really cool version of the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. Jericho kicked out, and then he applied the lion tamer. I was like, my word, that happened quickly. There was also a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to everything that John Moxley had said last week, because he wants the lion heart. And I understand why Jericho had to stop doing this, because you can't do it on a bigger guy. But it looked so damn good, to the point when Wheels did tap out, I was like, yeah, who wouldn't? Good match. Of course, he wouldn't let it go, so Mox came afterwards to make the save. When Jericho got on the microphone and said, oh, you're going to get everything you want next week. I am going to go back to the past or back to the future, and you're getting old school Chris Jericho. I don't care who you are. If you can promote a main event for the AEW World title of Jericho versus Moxley, you're probably going to do all right. I get it. Up. Which brought us to the end of an AEW Dynamite, and as ever, it's a bunch of ups and there's no downs. I didn't think every single thing on this episode was like the best thing I'd ever seen in my life, but you can't pick holes in it. They're telling stories, and they're telling them in a way that it makes sense to me. This is why I'm excited about wrestling. So far, Raw absolutely smashed it, Dynamite smashed it, and if SmackDown smashes it too, I'll be a happy panda up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.